views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And I have one of my very favorite practitioners on the show today. I've got Mark Kettenbach, and he is a passionate person focused on results. He is inspiring energy, his inspiring energy helps people to find their true passion in life. And his energetic work and teachings are long-lasting, proven, and empower his clients to get exactly what they want out of their lives. And I can attest to that. Mark is an energetic speaker, author, transformational coach, a martial artist with more than 3 decades of experience, a certified trainer in several energetic modalities, hypnosis, coach, and NLP trainer. People like to call him a New Age shaman. Mark is also the co-founder of two powerful transformational tools, Nice to Have and Boosting Intentions. And in 2014, he and I co-founded Energetic Upgrade Seminars together. And so we are, Mark, are you there? I can hear you.
Hi, Colette. Yes,
hi.
Nice to be back here.
Awesome. Happy solstice.
From now on, it's getting better. Is that what it is?
Yes. We're going from the dark into the light.
And we walk towards Christmas.
Yeah, it's awesome because
people get horrified, right?
Well, you know, Christmas does tend to have a bit of a negative effect on people, that's for sure, because they get a little stressed out and it's a lot of extra stuff. But then on the other side, like right now, my daughter came home for Christmas and I haven't seen her for a year. So like, you know, I'm happy that there's that date even for that reason.
Yep, that's true. I'm always happy to see it at my parents' place. And actually, since I think it's not a third year or something, we're always having a 24th party at my place. So a bunch of people will be here. So that's going to be fun.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we're the Christmas Eve. Like, we do it a little different here, too. We have quite a group of women that we gather, and we go to the mall around 3 o'clock on Christmas Eve. And we watch the men scramble as they shop at the last minute, sitting out and walking together and enjoy ourselves.
I used to be one of those, but maybe I got smarter. I don't know, but I have everything I need for Christmas already. And today is what? The 21st or something, right?
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Oh my God. 3 days ahead of myself.
Well, it's fun to watch because, like, I mean, you know, if you're going to shop at 3:30 in the afternoon on Christmas Eve, there's lineups. And it's all the chocolate stores and Pandora. This long lineup. It's just fun. We have a little fun together doing that. It's just something that we started doing as a tradition. You know, Cindy from Kelowna here, she started that tradition a few years back.
Well, so, you know,
we wanted to talk today about your book, Nice to Have. And I'm so glad that, you know, we usually end up talking about energetic upgrade seminars, of course, because we co-founded them together and all that. But I would really like for you to tell people about your book
today. All right, sure. First good thing is it is out in English. Woo!
Yay!
Get it on Amazon as a Kindle version, though, because it doesn't make much sense yet to ship it over and stuff like that. But as a Kindle version, you get it. Maybe we'll have it one day as a printed version as well. Nice to have.
Yeah.
Well, what is it? Actually, a lot of stuff in there is talking about how, and it might sound a little bit complicated, but it's not, how your brain is coding your memories. Meaning, when once you live through something and you remember that, or you imagine something you want to have, then your brain needs to know certain modalities around that. Meaning, was that, did you feel good back then? Is it something you can have easy? Is it something that was hard work for you? Is it something you were disliking and all of that? So the brain has to kind of set certain hooks onto memories that, you, your body, know how to react when you think about it again. And this is talking a book about and call it brain coding or the coding of the brain. If people have an NLP background, they would say, they would call that submodalities, meaning the way how you represent your reality. So, but that's not the new thing with the book. The new thing is that I found out that if you take something like a nice to have, I just call it that way, because it has certain qualities. A nice to have could be something easy like your favorite espresso or cappuccino around the corner at the store, or your favorite place where you eat a piece of pizza, or the nice bench where you always do the walk and you have this beautiful view over the valley. It is stuff that has a quality of you can have it almost any time. It is easy for you to get. You don't have any resistance in allowing yourself to have it. And if you can't go there, or if you're not going to get the coffee one day, the world's not going to fall apart. You know, there's other shops you can get it, or there's other benches, or you might walk tomorrow because the date is snowed in. So all these qualities are qualities of a nice to have. And in the book, I'll show people how to find out where your brain does put nice to haves in that person's head, where they, the one who read the book. And now if they know that, they can do a lot of stuff with that. Because think about it, if you wish or want something, and you get taught also in the book how to put it there where your nice to have is, all of a sudden your subconscious and your brain is thinking, no problem to get it, can have it anytime. It's not a bad thing if I don't get it, the resistance is gone. And you'd be supported by the whole power of your subconscious. So people get their stuff way faster.
That's, you know, and I love that because you make it simple. And I always, you can tell, you know, we've been doing this energetic work together for a long time. And one thing that we have both noticed is that it's complicated and it's simple at the same time. And so I find that when I work, like, you know, I work with a lot of different energy practitioners, what I've really noticed is the people that can break down these complicated concepts and make them simple, like you did in this book, it's so beneficial to people because it's not just about like a concept, actually. It's like you actually have tools in this book.
You know, and also what people most talk about, at least in Germany, is the switches, right?
Yeah,
there's a bunch of switches in there, which I will be going over later too, and we'll tell people how to build up a easy to have switch today.
There we go.
Those switches are very helpful in terms of doing the coding, but they can also be used by themselves. right? It's not just for the nice to have. You can use it anytime. There's certain occasions, and we'll talk about that. But I think we need to go to a break soon, right?
Yeah, we do need to go to a break. But when we come back, we will talk a lot more about that. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and the fabulous Mark Kettenbach, all the way from Germany. And when we return, we will continue with, with talking about the book. But feel free to call in. I know everybody's running around doing Christmas shopping. But if you have time, call in 1-800-930-2819, and we will make some more shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. Mark, before we continue, share your contact information so that we get that done.
Yep, you'll find me on Facebook. Through my name, Mark Kettenbach, MarkKettenbach. If you put it in one word, .com, you'll find my website. It's in English as well as in German.
Cool. And I just wanted to say we do have a caller here, so we're going to take this call. And if anyone else wants to call in and make some shift happen, we'll be taking calls and we'll be talking about those switches too. And maybe we'll fit that in with the callers. 1-800-930-2819. We have Vanessa from Grand Prairie, Alberta. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how's the weather there in Grand Prairie?
It's nicer now. It was quite cold before.
Yeah, when my daughter came all the way out to Kelowna here, it was minus 40 degrees Celsius the day she left in Saskatchewan. 40.
That sounds like our weather here.
So she's enjoying the plus 4 here. What can we do for you today?
I've never called in before, so I don't really know how it works. But
okay. No worries. All you have to do is let us know if there's something bothering you or you would like to strengthen something for yourself. You know, what would that be right now? Something that, you know, you would like to shift here.
So recently this year, I was diagnosed with endometrial cancer.
Okay.
And in the past, PCOS. So I've had a lot of health issues.
Okay. All right. So we're going to ask you, what I'd like to do is get a baseline for this, because then we can kind of have a gauge as to where you are. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the absolute worst and 0 being like you're neutral to it, where are you on that scale health-wise? And, you know, I'm getting also, you know, your emotional health.
Probably an 8.
Okay. Cool. Mark, I could feel you working in the background there. What are you getting here?
My first question is, did I get it right? You have some type of cancer? Is that what it is?
Yeah. And she's got endometrio. It's of the uterus, like of the womb.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask how old you are, Vanessa?
29.
You have any kids yet?
I don't, and this will make it so that I cannot have kids.
Do you have a boyfriend right now you want to have kids with?
I absolutely have always wanted to have kids. Yes, I do have a boyfriend as well.
So how does he think about having kids?
He has 2 kids already from a previous relationship, and yes, he wanted to have kids with me, but... he's more concerned about my health right now.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm picking up is, that's why I'm asking all this, is there's a subconscious thing going on. I'm not, when we talk about weaknesses, we never put any judgment on that or something. Sometimes it's just where the energy is weak and that's all it. And the energy in your case is weak, that he on a subconscious level doesn't want any kids anymore. But and you don't want to argue over it, so you're coming up with, so to speak, a illness that will prevent you from having any kids, so then you don't have to step away from the relationship. So let's make you strong, having kids, not having kids, having the relationship, not having the relationship. And there's also a lot of karma with the birthing part of having children. So you're strong to being pregnant, actually. You're strong to having a kid, but not to birth a kid. Mm-hmm. Well, that's
very cool. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Vanessa, I just wanted to point out, because you have never called into the show before, what Mark was saying, like about the weak, is it's not about you being weak or that the relationship is weak or anything like that. There's an energetic weakness there that is not allowing you to be 100% in alignment. And so and this is absolutely not on a conscious level. It's not like, so I just wanted you to understand that there's absolutely no judgment in this at all. And it's, we don't predict future or anything. What we're doing is we're zeroing in for the energetic weakness that we go as deep as we can, as fast as we can on the radio show. So we're just going to strengthen that for you also. I was picking up sort of like a limiting belief that you deserve. And I'm getting that a lot of, how long have you been with this man?
4 years.
4 years. Okay. So we just want to strengthen that, physical body, and your soul and your spirit, so that you could have it all. Okay. And what I'm picking up is, so when were you diagnosed?
June, July.
Okay. Okay. So, cause what's coming up is, did you just turn 29?
No, I'll be 30 in April.
Okay. Yeah. What's coming up is the age. It's coming up a spiritual weakness that, which often comes up in sevens. And so for a lot of women, they make very deliberate choices when they're 21, 28, 35, you know, and it continues on. A lot, men do too, but I find with women. So what's coming up is a spiritual cycle here that we want to clear. So of having children in past lifetimes is what's coming up that didn't survive. So you would rather just not bring them in. So we're going to strengthen you to all experiences like that. And for all mothers and fathers and parents out there, we strengthen that. And that you could let that, you know, like we could energetically shift that for you right now. And so I just would like to ask you, where are you at, like on that scale? Is it the same? Has it changed? Do you perceive a difference at all?
Right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I would probably what say number? Close to the same.
What number are you at?
Eight.
Eight? Okay. So do you, well, you did you...
Same than before? Okay.
Yeah. Do you so you don't perceive a change at all here?
I mean, I guess a little relief. I feel.
There we go. Okay, because that's what I'm getting. I'm getting you actually are at a four now. Half as bad. It's like half as bad as it was, right, Mark?
Yeah, and I also I also got karma with the kids of your you have karma with those kids. There's a karmic space called indifference. And I'm going to shift that for you. Also, do you have something to write, Vanessa?
Vanessa? Okay. Yeah.
Can you write down?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear Vanessa?
I can hear you. I can't hear Mark.
Okay. So we're just going to, Mark, are you there? Oh, something, for some reason, he can't hear you. So we're just going to start.
On and off.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're just going to continue working on this. So what I wanted to say is that I noticed that your energy did shift, and we want to strengthen you to this. What's coming up is not having to take this so seriously. Because when we are in a serious place, it makes more and more challenging to let it go. And so it's kind of like you have a bit of a resistance to, you can feel a slight change here, but it's kind of like you want to hold on to this. So we're just going to strengthen you that, you know, you deserve to be, well, you deserve to have, a family and all of that. And, you know, we'll work on that some more. I just wanted to check in with you again here now. Where, you know, if you were to say what number you're at, Mark was trying to tell you was that you should take or look into. There's a doctor named Dr. I'm not
Circus.
Sure to pronounce. Circus. Okay, I think you're back now. Okay,
Circus with an S.
Yeah, there we go. And so tell her about what you wanted to tell her, Mark.
Yeah, well, get the book. I think it's called Sodium Bicarbonate. If not, it talks about cancer and sodium bicarbonate, which is baking powder, right? But you want to read the book. Okay. You can do a lot with that and get... Well, I'm not the one who can give you any, you know, health tips and stuff like that. But if I were you, I'd definitely read that book and I will start what's in the book, okay?
There we go. So how are you feeling right now, Vanessa?
I feel a relief, like a little bit of weight off my chest.
There we go. Okay, so that's what we're talking about is we want to strengthen you. You don't have to take this like it's so serious, okay? That spiritual weakness that I was talking about that is so common in women, that's when they decide to have babies, or they decide to get divorced, or they decide. So there's just a lot of spiritual experiences around this. It's coming up collective. And then it's also coming up the sadness of Christmas a little bit. And so, being people being in your life for that and whatever. So I want to thank you for calling in. We do have another caller that we're going to take when we come back. But you can listen to the rest of this show. You can also, if you want to go to my site also, I have my book, The Truth is Funny. That's available on Kindle. It's also available in hard copy. And I have a chapter there on this, the different corrections that you could read on that book and go through it step by step. And we want to thank you for being open-minded and calling in, and happy, happy holidays. And we're going to take a quick break, Mark, and then we'll be right back.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
I I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com or at Tales from the Vector, T-A-I-L-S. If you want energy correcting cards and paintings that are now available, and we've got a special on those. I also have a special on my private sessions because I know how triggered people get at this time of year. And we also have our energetic upgrade seminar, our online program, the EUP program is on special for the holidays here. And so I have Mark here on the show with me, and we are talking about his book and the switches. Mark, we have another caller here, so I just wanted to take her call, and then I really would like you to at least share one switch with us. Okay.
All good.
Yeah.
People so, can just get the book and read it there.
Yeah, there we go. There is good. So we have Rhonda from British Columbia on the line. Rhonda, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Rhonda.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Hello.
I turned my computer off so I could just talk to you on the phone.
Oh, there. So, now that's why it's working. Thank you. So, Rhonda, okay. You were calling into the radio show a few times in the last, months. And after last show, I can't remember who was on with you, but I think Mark has done some shifting for you in the past also.
No, see, I never did get in when Mark was on.
Okay, well, then you get to have a treat today.
Yeah.
But tell us your news, because you emailed me.
I have news.
Tell us what's going on.
It's going on. It was with Dr. Pat. You were on with your dragon tales.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
Or something, I think. Anyway, so my problem was about moving, and I was kind of stuck here, and it's unhealthy for me. And, well, so that day you said put the intention out to move and start packing. Well, I did. And it just is like unbelievable what happened for me. I had my artwork has been seen. I've been asked to join it's a West Bank Art Council to submit my work in to them to be jurored to maybe go into the airport. I have another lady that's opening a store that wants me to be her number one artist. I am moving. I'm putting in my month notice today.
I love it.
I'm not worried about where I'm going.
I remember that we corrected on a person with the artwork. Maybe that was someone else, though.
Yeah, we did work.
Cool.
But, you know, one thing that's really fun about this radio show is if you're just listening, quite often people email me and they're not the one that's brave enough to phone in. But they get the shift, okay? And so I love that. But Mark, you're right. We did work with someone, and she actually has contacted me also, and she's been selling more art also. So,
yeah,
I'm so happy for you, Rhonda. You sound like you're really pumped. What can Mark and I strengthen for you today around this?
I'm not even sure. I don't know. Honestly, let me think here. I guess to be at more ease about being seen.
Okay.
I think that's
okay. All right. That comes up a bit weak. Mark, what are you working?
Where do you have it from 0 to 10? The not being seen thing or being seen?
That's way, way back. That's from, I was
no,
abused.
No, no, I mean, on a scale from 0 to 10, how much does it bug you?
Oh, to be seen? Actually, it's pretty high. I'm pretty shy. I call it shy, but I really, when I go deep in, I think it's, I don't want to be seen.
It's okay, old. And what number are you at?
Probably 8.
8? Okay.
Yeah. I got a first weakness, and if you're not being seen, then that really bugs.
That's what I got too. It's the opposite.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. See your majesty right away in you, then your system gets weak. So that has something to do with past lives and all that, with different status, like we're, I don't know what it's called in English, but if royal, some royal stuff, energy is going on there. Mm-hmm.
And
then not being able to kill people if you don't like them, that's weak in you too.
Yeah. Hey, when what's coming up when she was the queen And she spoke, heads would roll.
So if you now tune in, where are you at? You have been at an 8. What is it like? How does it feel now?
Oh, I'm so warm. I'm probably a 4.
Good.
Yeah, and I get you sliding down to 2, and I just have to tell you something that's really funny that came up is that, you know, I talk about jealousy, you know, jealousy being like one of those karmic spaces that we get into where, you know, we can be jealous of a lot of things. And it's coming up really funny because as much as you want your artwork to be out there, in a way, you're jealous of your artwork because it's getting seen more than you.
That's hilarious.
There you go.
And it's okay to put a
really
price
do
on
wanna
it.
Be, or don't want to be seen.
Put a price on yourself, right?
Yeah. But Rhonda, we couldn't hear you there. What did you say?
Oh, I said, so in actual fact, it's about, I don't want to be seen.
It's kind of like that you actually feel like you deserve to be seen by everybody and you would like to be honored and you'd like to actually have them kiss your butt. Okay. So if you don't get treated like that, then,
that
you know.
Wow.
So Mark, I'm getting, she's at, you know, this is shifted. Where are you at, Rhonda?
I'm like at a 0. My whole body is just like, it's actually really hot. And before I was shaky, right? Uh-huh. It's like that, oh my God, I'm not going on the radio. But it's gone. That's all gone.
Well, Mark corrected you. To feel like you're hot, you know? Like a hot woman, you know? Sexy.
Tell me more.
I feel hot.
Yeah. I love it, Mark.
I am. I'm really hot, Mark.
Thank you for calling in, Rhonda.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your move. And congratulations on being, you know, taking this big step that you're taking.
Yeah, it is a huge.
You know, yeah, it's, but you know what? What was that when they, the saying when from the moon? One small step for man and one huge step for mankind.
Mankind, yeah.
So you enjoy your move. And thank you for calling in. Happy
Have a
holiday.
Good one.
Yes.
Okay. Happy holidays to you guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Mark, we have another caller here calling in.
From San Francisco, where I used to live.
Yeah, your favorite stomping grounds.
Yeah.
When you were a kid.
No, that's not that long ago. No, it is actually. 96. 96 to 99. That's how old I am. Oh, my God.
Okay. Rudolph, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Hello, Mark. Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
I think we have a bad connection.
Yeah. It's just a little bit. It's been a little bit scrambled, but it's okay. I can hear you. What would you like for Mark and I to do for you today?
Well, I'd like to be able to use this. I called in last week and the week before, mm-hmm. and you worked on my insight.
Mm-hmm.
And
how is it feeling now?
Anyway,
have you been
fine
to
with my insight?
Before?
No, I called on the phone.
Yeah, just he's called into the radio show is what he was saying. So, you still want
I'm not feeling it.
Stronger insight? Okay, and be able to do energy work. Okay, there we go. So what number are you at, 0 to 10 there?
Well, first of all, I can get the online program. That's the first best step you can do, actually.
Oh, yeah. I definitely intend to do so, but I can't afford it right now.
Oh, okay.
So let's strengthen.
It's on sale. It's on sale. Keep in mind.
I can't seem to get the money for it.
Yeah, the other thing is,
off $100 or something.
Yeah. If you go, we did. We put it on special right now. It's
$2.99 Canadian dollars.
Yeah, Canadian dollars. Yes.
Canadian.
How much?
They remind people of Migos now. That's what Italy used to have. No, I'm just kidding.
You hang in there, Rudolph, and we're because we have to take a short break. And Mark, I'll work on this on the on the break. And I also feel, Mark, that your nice to have switch would come in really handy right about now. So when we come back, we'll talk about some more about the switch and we'll see if we can shift Rudolph. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics.
1230 WPLQ. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I love to connect with you and thank you for calling in today. We have Rudolph on the line and we have Mark Kettenbach here and we've been shifting some energy for him. Rudolph, are you there?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Hello. Okay. Are you noticing a difference at all here?
No.
Not yet? Okay. So what we're going to work on is your feeling, but because we're having some technical issues here a little bit with you on the line, we're going to let you go. And if you listen in, if you now, you know, till the end of the show, Mark is going to share with you one of his switches and for everybody, and we'll see how that feels for you. Feel free to email me after and let me know if you notice a shift after that. Thank you for calling in. Mark,
yes,
tell us about your easy switch.
The easy to get switch. Okay. Well, first of all, it's an anchor, so to speak. You are a kinesthetic. You use your thumb and your pointing finger, right? Like the first, what do you call that in English? It's the first finger next to the thumb?
Yeah, the pointer.
Pointer, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And you squeeze those together, but don't go as hard as you can. Go about like 25 to 30%. Okay, you might want to do a sound like that too. And now...
Whoops, we seem to have lost you here. So, hey, the switch. I'm just going to say that, you know, if you want to learn more about the switch, the easy switch, you can, you know, get Mark's book, Nice to Have, at Amazon. I guess we seem to have lost Mark, so we're just going to continue here with the show. And I'm just going to say that... For people listening in right now, I just wanted to point out to everybody that it is the Christmas season, the holiday season. We're moving into this. We're also moving into New Year. This is the solstice. This is the day that the first day of winter, basically. But the first day of winter is when we actually have more light. we'll have the shortest day now, and then we'll move into where there's more light. And I just want to strengthen this for everybody, you know, that on this day that everybody's strong. This is the day that everybody, there was so much hoopla on about them from the metaphysical community that in 2012, that, you know, on December 21st, that was when people talked about this major change in energy, like where more consciousness would come to the planet. And so a lot of people I've noticed from my private sessions and talking to people these days, there's quite a bit of a feeling of concern about the future. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody that, you know, the body and the soul and the spirit. This is the authentic self triad. That is one of the keys that we have in our energetic upgrade, our EUP online program. And we just want to strengthen that for everybody, that your connection to source energy is strong, that your body, your soul, and your spirit are 100% in balance and alignment, and that... Perfect. You know, you're
yep, now I can hear you again. You were gone.
Okay, there we go. Hi. Okay. Hi, Mark. You're back.
Hi.
Okay. Easy switch. Tell us about your easy switch.
Oh, my God. I can do this all again? Is it okay? Mm-hmm.
Here we no go. Problem. That's all right. We're on the air.
And yes? Thumb and the pointer, press it together 20 to 30% of your maximum strength. Every time you experience something during the day where you got something in an easy way, where something was going smooth, you might thought, oh my God, it will be hard to go to traffic, but it went fairly great. You got through it nice, then press it. Every time you build up you lift through something during your day where you got something easy, you want to anchor it and stack it on top with your thumb and your pointer. So after a while, if you press together your thumb and your pointing finger, you'll realize this feeling comes up in your body, which just has the quality of you can get it easily. There are certain ways how you can make those switches stronger and stuff, which are all in the book. That's like a little bit too much for the radio show now, but you can do it that way. It's also good if you imagine things you want to have. Once you have that switch, you think about something you want and you press the switch. So you add the energy of I can get it easy. Or if you set an intention and you want to make it stronger, you add the energy of I can get it easy.
I love that. I have, when you're I don't know if you have, do you have Staples in Germany there, a stationery store?
What does Staple mean?
It's a name of a business that sells, stationery.
Yeah.
Well, they have an easy button and you press the button and it says, that was easy.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
this reminds
thing,
me.
Right?
Yeah.
The more you realize when something went easy in your life and you capture that feeling in your body while pressing thumb and pointer finger, the stronger your switch gets. Then you can boost up also this feeling, which has been shown in the book, and then it makes it even stronger, so you can use it every time something goes fluently. So the more often you hit those easy buttons, so to speak, the easier the life will go on.
It's part- and this this is
reality steering, right?
Yeah, this is something that's really cool because, you know, look how easy it was for Rhonda to shift. Like it just, you know, and the thing is, we want to strengthen that for everybody. You know, the first caller who called in and has been diagnosed with a serious disease, we strengthen that, you know, that can also be easy. It's not like, you know, that when people take things so seriously, it makes it more challenging to shift. When you look at everything, kind of like you said, is just like placing an order, you know?
Yeah. Also, and, if people looking up on my website, they'll find three videos for a I don't care switch where they get the where they get shown how to do it. And you have a switch. If you get mad at something, you can press that one and you care less about it.
Yeah. And so the reason I would just like you to, I'm just getting, give a little explanation because we don't have much time left, but about anchoring, explaining
that. There's different ways of anchoring. And in that sense, now where I use it is that you have a certain feeling in your body because you just lived through something that where you got something easy. And if you press now kinesthetically your thumb and your finger together, you're hooked this. The same neurological, like your brain does fire like the receptors in terms of you feeling this feeling, and at the same time you're using this kinesthetic pressure on your thumb and pointer finger, and that gets hooked together because it's happening on the same time. So every time now when you press your thumb and your pointing finger together, zoom, this other feeling will occur as well because they are hooked or anchored towards each other. That's how anchoring works.
Thank you for that beautiful explanation. We've run out of time. Thank you for being on the show again. And I'm glad we did get that switch in. This is Colette Marie Steffen. And I just wanted to mention that I will be sending a newsletter out in the next, probably today, actually. And so this show will be in the archives. And I'm also going to be on Dr. Pat's show on December 27th. And you can find that at thetruthisfunny.com. There's a link directly to the radio show. And I'm going to have Leroy Maloof on and on that show. And I also wanted to tell you that my teleconferences are going to be out again. And that is going to be ready in the next few days also for registration. Mark, we've run out of time. So bye for now. And happy in Germany there. I hope your weather treats you well.
That's what I hope. Let's see.
Yeah. All right. Thank bye you. Bye. And thank you everybody for listening. We'll be back next week.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.